This is Violet, and you're listening to Feminist Fashion. With me today is my sister, Maisie.
So we're going to talk about more independently owned, ethically made fashion brands. So I think the first one that we're going to start out with is Lucy and Yak. They're a company out of England, and they kind of specialize in making dungarees.
Yeah. And pants.
Yeah.
Like trousers.
Yeah. And then they also have like boiler suits, which are like, just oversized jumpsuits.
They have t-shirts.
Yeah.
They just extended it too to have like soaps and like, yoga mats, just stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I saw like they have socks now too.
Yeah. They have really fun socks now.
Yeah. I think I love like the patterns that they come out with.
Yeah. And they hire like people actually, like I think they commission people to make patterns for the stuff too. Like it's not always just that company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they have special designers.
Yeah, cuz they have like a lot of different patterns.
Yeah. And all of them are like ethically made. I think
that they humanize the people working in the factories, because a lot of the fast fashion, like, non-ethically made clothing, they just do not care about their employees at all, and they pay them, like, horrible, horrible wages that are
and they're also bad conditions, too. Like, the factories are hot and not fun to work in.
Yeah, but I watched a documentary once. I haven't finished it yet. But there was one factory, I forgot where it was, but a woman was talking about how they tried to, like, make a union out of the factory workers in this one factory and try to get a higher wage, and then they were, like, the people that owned the factory locked them into the factory and, like, beat them, were like, yeah, don't try this again or else we'll kill you, and it's horrible.
I feel like I prefer to wear clothing that I know that people like didn't feel horrible about making the clothes, you know. Like,
yeah,
the person that made what I'm wearing was getting paid enough money and not sitting in a 100 degree factory.
Yeah, because if you think about like the Forever 21 clothing and how some of their t-shirts are like $5 or something, like you have to think about like the cost of material, the cost to get it there, like the cost to sell it and all of that type of stuff, and like in the end how much does the person get for making it. And still I think a lot of them are based on how much one person can produce in a short amount of time. And so that creates really bad conditions. That's why, like, America stopped having their factories based on the speed of the production and more on, like, an hourly wage.
Yeah.
So that people aren't trying to, like, go really fast. Yeah. Yeah, and they have a really good program where they, like, put on the tags who made it.
Yeah. And then during Black Friday, I forget how much money they gave to them, but they donated like a large percentage of their money to send girls in India to get an education. So that was pretty cool too. And all of their fabrics are all organically made and stuff too. So that's good.
Yeah, and it's all like it's good material. It's
super
cotton
comfortable too.
And denim. And it's not that expensive.
I think that they undersell their clothing, honestly.
Yeah. I'm looking at the prices now, and, like,
they could definitely sell them for more.
Yeah. Just the basic dungarees without any of the limited edition patterns are about $50.
Well, they range depending on material, too.
Yeah.
Like, mine, I think, were, like, $80 because they were a corduroy.
Oh, okay.
But the just, like, plain cotton ones are usually, like, less.
Yeah. And then you look at places like Urban Outfitters or Free People, where they have dresses going for a couple hundred dollars, and it's not, sometimes it's still polyester fabric.
And yeah. It's just for the name.
All right, so the next one we're going to talk about is Big Butt Press, which is based out of Los Angeles. They have two stores, two small stores, one just opened, and they have an online store. They're most well known for their jumpsuits, their denim jumpsuits, which you can honestly see everywhere. It's so weird. There are a ton of celebrities that wear them, and
there's a lot of people in the UK that wear them, actually, too. Like, all the fashion people that I follow that are from, like, the UK and wear super cool clothes, they're always like, Big Bud Press, which is so weird.
Yeah.
Because it's so far away and it's a small company.
Yeah, so their stuff is all ethically made in California. Their designs are more simple because they have graphic t-shirts and those are cute, but they don't really stray from the general t-shirt pattern, just like the basic t-shirt pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And their jumpsuits are really cool. That's a great design.
Yeah, they're all really like colorful and bright, except for the brown one, but who would get the brown one?
Yeah. And then
and they're coming out with overalls
in
June, I think.
Yeah, those ones are cool. They look vintage-y.
Mm-hmm. But they're a big focus of Big Bud Press is that they are really size inclusive. So their sizes go up to like, what is it, like 4XL?
Yeah, I think 3XL. From 3XS to 3XL.
Yeah.
To 4XL.
Yes.
Yeah, we got that right. That was fantastic.
Because they want to make sure that everybody's able to wear their clothing. They don't want to exclude body types.
Yeah, which is just another really great thing about them. Because, I mean, even their models, too. They have models of
real
literally
people.
All different shapes and sizes. Even they have a size chart where you can base yourself off of all of the models, like measurements.
But just super cool, because if you're shopping online, like a different website, you only see like 6 foot models who are like size 2, and it's like, well, I can see how it looks on them, but how will it look on me?
Yeah, they're a decent amount more expensive than Lucy and Yak, though, I'd say.
Yeah,
the t-shirts are like $38, the jumpsuit $160.
And that depends, too, if they have a special print. If they have a special print out, it's more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, and then their pants are $85. I mean, a good thing about them is that they're really sturdy, so you can wear them a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just justifying that initial price. Whereas Lucy and Yak, it's, like, a little less expensive. But then again, you have to think about, like, if you buy this pair of pants that are really sturdy and that you like a lot, you're going to wear those a lot more than if you get a $20 pair of pants from H&M that get ruined. Yeah.
And aren't as cool.
Yeah. One of their main prints right now are like a daisy one, which are really cute and kind of 60s-ish. I think they're going to be coming out with more prints.
Mm-hmm.
So they've only really done one round of prints with their jumpsuits and pants.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange. I feel like they would do more, but I think it's hard for smaller companies, too, to release.
Because they have to pay people, too, to design the patterns and stuff.
Yeah, and for a small company, I guess that gets tough. I mean, and then they have sample sales, too, which are really good.
Yep, they have, like, a little stain on them or something.
Yeah, or if they're used by a model in one of the shoots, then they sell them for, it depends. I feel like almost 50% off some of the times. I mean, the jumpsuits are very hard to get.
We got ours at, like, $60, right?
Yeah.
Or 70, I think it's 70.
Yeah, so, yeah, somewhere
around
there. So
almost $100 off.
Yeah, which is very good for that quality and that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Lucy and Yak does a similar thing where
they sell them on Depop, which is like an app. It's kind of like, kinda like eBay, but for clothing, I guess. And they sell them on there.
Yeah, like if they have a little tear, a stain or anything, like it'll be completely unnoticeable. And even like when we got the samples from Big Bud Press, like I'm not even sure what was wrong with them. Yeah. They looked normal. But
they don't want anything to go to waste.
Yeah. And that's the thing about them too. Like they don't want anything to go to waste and they'll discount it so much because they're so proud of their work that they don't want to sell something to somebody that isn't the best that it could be.
Yeah. They're perfectionists.
Yeah. Where again, if you go to like a fast fashion chain store, you'll find
rips.
Yeah. Like loose threads.
And if you go up to the counter and be like, hey, this is ripped, they're like, oh, just buy a different one then.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always just like a personal touch with these stores.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to like the big H&M in Boston or something, like everything is thrown all around and it looks kind of chaotic. But if you go into like one of the small big Bud Press stores, then it's just like it's nice and it's small. It's
super cool in there too.
Yeah. It's got like a personality. Bright. Yeah.
They also sell pins too.
Yeah, those are really cool. They
have a big pin collection.
Enamel pins, which are super nice. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and I will include links to everything that I talked about in the description.